When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome back to the Must Hear Music Podcast. We're returning after a brief Thanksgiving break. My name is Joe Lynch. I'm sitting here with Erica Ramirez.
Hi, the original cast is back.
The original cast. Yeah. And that means that Jason Lipschitz is occupying the third mic.
Back in the saddle. Your Thanksgiving weekends, guys, really quick.
It was lovely. It was just nice to sit on a couch for a day after day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Same.
I agree. Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go.
That wasn't a very hearty discussion, but I'm glad it was great.
Oh, get over it.
No. I'm just saying. I don't have anything to add either.
I hope all the listeners both ate food and sat on a couch as well.
Watching football.
That's just kind of what it's about, really. You know, this is not 4th of July. You don't go tubing down a river. You just kind of sit on a couch.
Down a river for 4th of July?
Oh, I've done that before.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done that. You I also don't know how to swim, so that would scare me.
That would be frightening if you know how to swim. Yeah. All right. Speaking of drowning, this sort of works.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the new Gwen Stefani song.
Oh, I knew you were going there.
Boom. That she has with Pharrell. It's called Spark the Fire. Here's my quick take on it. I don't like this song.
Okay.
And it reminds me of the bad material that Pharrell produced on Madonna's album Hard Candy, just kind of awkward pop. And also we'll say that what kind of pains me is that this is like a feminist anthem, and then she has this line about it's time for the girl species to grow, and then like half a breath later she uses LOL as a lyric, and I feel like a feminist anthem deserves a little bit of a better lyric than that. But I'm gonna toss it to you, Jason.
Man, it's just like so. A couple weeks ago, I wanted to pick this song because a couple weeks ago on the Must Hear Music podcast, we talked about "Baby Don't Lie," the comeback single from Gwen Stefani after many years out as a solo artist. And when that song came out, I was like, "Yeah, this isn't very good, but like, let's give her time. You know, it might be like a teaser single, and it's kind of mid tempo, and I'm sure she has a dance song." And now, you know, I heard Spark the Fire, and now I'm just totally disheartened and totally discouraged because, like, this is not a good song. And what is not more surprising but even more startling is that now we have two mediocre songs, but we have two horrible music videos. I don't know if you guys watched the music video to Spark the Fire.
Yeah.
It's almost like there was a boardroom meeting where people were like, yeah, kids like emojis. Yeah, put some emojis. Kids like dancing and pizza.
Right.
And Pharrell in his hat. Like, let's put them all in a music video.
Does Gwen know that that's not her audience?
I mean, maybe it is in some, like, in a foreign market sense.
I mean,
like,
it
reminds me of, like, a K-pop or J-pop video.
Absolutely. And she's also done that before.
Right. She totally has done that before.
At a time where like that was what like was also hot in the US. But I don't know.
Yeah, just everything about this rubs me the wrong way. I don't like the fact that she's calling so much attention to working with Pharrell again now that Pharrell is, you know, a hot name again with Happy. If you watch the video again and listen to the song, like she incorporates Pharrell into the lyrics and into the video heavily, and it's just like Gwen Stefani should be the last person chasing trends in pop music. She's an incredible artist, and she has made some really groundbreaking singles.
But I think, do you think it's because she thinks that she's already set this trend? Like, I was listening to the lyrics, and it just reminded me on how, like, a lot of people say that all these, some of these upcoming singers kind of sound like her or dress like her and stuff like that. Yeah. Which, like, some of that I understand, and she could say that, of course. But then it's just like, not only have you set this trend, but you've already done it. So why not, like, keep it moving? Give people other stuff to, like, copy you.
Yeah, it's just, it's totally disheartening to me. Like I said, it's just like, you know, I was thinking about when I was listening to this song for, like, the third or fourth time, painfully, and I was thinking about the fact that she's on The Voice now and is like, and she performed the song on The Voice or debuted the song on The Voice. And I was just like, man, like, this is such a safe avenue for her to take. It's just like, I'm back with the solo material. Let's, you know, I'll be on The Voice and we'll give it a nice splashy platform. And, you know, I'm back with Pharrell and it has emojis and LOL. And I'm sad. I'm really sad about this.
The one positive
thing we're all shaking our heads
about this is that it's making Baby Don't Lie sound a lot better in retrospect. Man, now I'm like, hey, maybe that Baby Don't Lie wasn't a bad song.
That video is actually worse. I would argue the video is actually the worst.
Are they going to talk in emojis this whole time? SMH.
Prayer hands.
Please leave.
Please leave. Joe kicked me off the podcast.
I mean, the last thing I want to, because I can't talk about this song anymore. The last thing I want to say about it is, like, when you think about how she went from No Doubt to her first solo album, Love Angel Music Baby, and What You Waiting For, which is such a fun, it's such a clever single, and it's so sonically diverse and really boundary pushing. And you listen to that song, and I remember hearing that song, and I wasn't like a huge No Doubt fan, but I remember hearing that song when I was, I guess, a teenager, and thinking, man, this is so cool. Like, this is just a really clean pop song, and I'm excited to see what else she's got. And she had Holla Back Girl. Like, this is the total opposite of that to me, where it's just like, oh, this kind of sounds like everything else, but not as good.
Do you think it's Pharrell?
I mean, it might be a good amount, like, but it just seems like they're both playing it safe on this one. It's just like, there's no Holla Back Girl vibe of let's bring in a marching band and try something crazy. It's just so, it's so, like, you know, it's so safe. It's so middle stale. Of the road. Like, that's my least favorite thing. Like, even if you do something totally batshit crazy, like, all right, it might not work, but, like, you tried for something.
Well, this especially, like, them too. Pharrell doesn't, you know, do the normal, but she used to not either.
Yeah, exactly.
That's too bad.
Well, with that kind of a build-up, let's listen to some of it. This is Gwen Stefani and Pharrell, Spark the Fire.
OMG, OMG, I'm back again. Original feel good is what I defend. I'm a believer, no, I don't pretend. No, it is right when you look up and grin. The person next to you felt the energy.
All right, that was Gwen Stefani, the widely dismissed song on the Must Hear Music podcast.
I'm sorry. The very, very final thing I will say is that obviously we haven't heard the whole album yet. Maybe there will be a really good Gwen Stefani song on it. So
time will tell.
Time will tell. But you're hopeful. Come on, Gwen.
This has left me just dismayed. Yeah. But next up, let's talk about another hotly anticipated album. We've got Frank Ocean. And we finally have a new Frank Ocean song. It's called Memorize. Calling it a song might be...
It's definitely not a song. It's like a snippet. Little,
yeah, it sounds like more of kind of an interstitial type song that's going to connect to actual songs in his upcoming album. But I was just thinking, or recalling, I mean, this was a while ago, but he was saying that this next album, as much as Channel Orange was Stevie Wonder influenced, this next one is going to be Brian Wilson influenced. And you definitely kind of get that, like, meditative, like, dreamy, in-my-room-bedroom vibe from this. So I think it's really interesting. I mean, the vocals, he sounds scared. He sounds, you know, like, lovelorn and kind of sad. It's really, this is just more of an interesting tease. Like, I don't think anyone's going to listen to this and be like, holy crap, Frank Ocean is back. But it's just, it's an interesting, you know, tidbit of what we might be getting on the next album.
Yeah.
It's more of just, like, finally we now can believe ourselves that you are actually putting out, like, an album or new music. But really, it reminded me also of, like, Sampha, like, the very, like, stripped-down singing that Sampha does. And it's, yeah, like you said, it's like a snippet. I wasn't that excited with it because I kept telling myself that it is just that, a snippet. I don't think I would be that fascinated by it if it was like an, if that was the full song.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's more of just like the hope that there's actually music coming.
I know. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, it's always interesting to me to see how artists come back and do that sort of, start that sort of rollout of their next project. Because, you know, a couple, like a month or so ago, I wrote about like Beyonce versus Taylor Swift, how Taylor Swift has like this huge machine behind her. Beyonce had this whole surprise thing, but there were some leaks before that. And the whole, like, Frank Ocean, like, it's so interesting to me that his decision to be like, all right, time to start sharing new music was like minute 57 seconds on Tumblr. Like, it's just interesting to me. Like, that's interesting to me that that's how he operates. I mean, Tumblr is where he posted his note about being in love with a man two years ago, right?
Yeah.
So like I said, it's not good or bad to me. It's just fascinating. Like, I like getting in the mindset of some of my favorite artists and being like, this is what this guy wants to do. He wants to just immediately just push something out and see what people think of it. And it might mean nothing. It might mean everything to this album. But
right. Yeah. I was thinking it was an interesting comparison that both he and Kendrick Lamar are back now, and they both kind of came out with really critically adored mixtapes, and then 2012 had their kind of proper debut albums that were both critically adored, but also sold a lot more copies than anyone was expecting, really, from either artist. And it's been that long since we've been getting new music from them. Like, but I think it in both cases, it's promising because you kind of get the sense that they're like true artists who aren't just like churning out the sophomore album. Like, they're really kind of working on it. But unlike this, I mean, what we heard from Kendrick was like a full song. This is very much just like a snippet of where my head is at sort of thing.
Yeah, and you wouldn't even know if it's going to be like on the album. I think it was just more of like, here I have been working. Here's some stuff that I've been working on. Like, now you can be quiet for another year while I work on this album. Hopefully not that long, but yeah. And also I guess Frank Ocean, you mentioned the Tumblr thing. Frank Ocean, I think, is a very like he signed a Def Jam, but he's still very much like an anti-label, anti-corporation type of artist. It might have something to do with Def Jam kind of shelving his album until people started like actually talking and hearing about him. But that makes complete sense. Like, he's not on like Twitter. I don't think he's on Instagram anymore.
Yeah.
So it's all Tumblr, back to Tumblr again. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to it. This is Frank Ocean, Memrise. All right, that was Frank Ocean. Next up, let's talk about Tinashe. So we've got a new song from Tinashe called Fuckin' With Me. This is not on her album that just came out, Aquarius, which is, I meant to highlight this on the Must Hear Music podcast when it came out, and I somehow forgot about it, but I'm just adore the album Aquarius. I think it's like one of the strongest releases of this year. And this song, much like Two On, which was kind of her breakthrough track, is produced by DJ Mustard. So you're getting kind of a little more like upbeat, swaggery sound from her on this than you got for most of the Aquarius album. And I guess kind of depending on what Tinashe you're looking for, that's either good or bad. Like, I liked that the album was a little more laid back than the single, but I like this song an awful lot. It's just got like a really, I mean, the beat is great. DJ Mustard knows what he's doing. And at the beginning, like, she just has so much swagger that she almost sounds like Rihanna, which is probably not a comparison she wants to invite at this stage in her career. But like, we're just seeing a lot of attitude from her, which is cool just to get that difference in approach.
Let me ask you guys a question, because I was listening to this song. And do you guys think this is a female response to the Big Sean song, I Don't Fuck With You? Like, did you guys?
No.
You guys, so you
I didn't think of that.
I did not think of that.
Okay.
But I
you
can
thought
process
of that
because
of the title?
I thought about that as the title, yeah. And just the lyrical standpoint is just, I kind of was waiting for something along these lines, like, just because, you know, a couple weeks ago on the Juice podcast, we talked about like how it was a horrible week for people who hate misogyny and rap with
Snoop and Iggy.
Yeah, with Snoop and Iggy and Pussy Overrated. Ugh. And then like I like
thank
and,
God that song. I hope that song disappears.
That song needs to be buried. But yeah, this is what like I Don't Fuck With You is it's not as misogynistic as those other songs, but it kind of is like
Let Her Live is all I'm saying.
Let Her Live? This is not...
I mean, I know, like, I feel... I don't know. I can't even say that it's, like, male bashing or anything like that.
I think
that it's also because you don't, like Joe kind of mentioned, you don't hear this attitude from Tinashe even as much on the album.
Yeah.
Like, she's very... The album's very emotional. There are, like, you know, there's some songs where you could see her attitude or hear her attitude, but not as much as, like, this song. Mm-hmm. So I think that if that wasn't the case, then I'd be like, oh, Tinashe is like it's not like Kay Michelle, where Kay Michelle is like literally trying to.
Oh yeah. So I mean,
go crazy.
I was just wondering what you guys thought, because it sort of struck me as odd that this song kind of just drops out of the air, and you know, it's not on her album and it's produced by DJ Mustard. I was just wondering if it's like, you know, she heard I Don't Fuck With You and is like, obviously it's not about her, but I'm saying that maybe she's like, she goes into the studio and is like, I want to do a response song that's like, yeah, you're not fucking with me. Anyway.
I would fully support that.
It would be kind of cool, right?
I think that'd be great.
Can you tweet that at Big Sean and be like, this is about you?
Is this about you? Big Sean? I totally support what Tinashe is doing. I do... One thing I want to say about this is that getting a little bit tired of the DJ Mustard beats.
I didn't want to say this. I think I actually said... I find it very amazing how DJ Mustard makes pretty much the same beat over and over again, but, like, does one little change on it or, like, softens it up just a tiny bit where everyone's just like, yes, another DJ Mustard. And it's like, it's the same one you heard, like,
were you
on
there
other songs.
When... one of our coworkers, and I'm not going to say who it is, but one of our coworkers, and I'm sure the two of you can guess who it is, created a parody account on Twitter of DJ Mustard where every tweet is just the word hey.
Oh my
so
gosh.
It just keeps going, hey, 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 hey.
That's pretty good.
So, I mean, I'm sure you guys can guess who it is.
I did not
but
know
anyway.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wait.
I think DJ Mustard is like the Philip Glass of hip-hop, and that's his whole point. He wants the same sound for about 10 minutes, and then you mix up just one note, and then you get another 10 minutes. Like, I think he's toying around with that.
I love that. I want that to be his new album title, the Philip Glass of hip-hop. Oh, my God.
I would easily buy that.
That'd be amazing.
All right, well, let's listen to the new Tinashe song. It's called Fuckin' With Me. All right, that was Tinashe. Next up, let's talk ASAP Ferg featuring Big Sean, who we were just talking about. So they have Ferg dropped a mixtape called Ferg Forever, and it features a song called Ja Rule, featuring Big Sean, and it does have a sample of Ja Rule's Put It On Me, that 2000 track. So it's I'm going to toss it to Erica because this is her pick. First off, I just wanted to say I love this.
Yeah,
I'm going to have you talk about
this
it
is my pick, but I feel like it's also Jason's pick. So Ferg came to the Billboard office, played us this mixtape a couple days before it was released, and he played this song with not as many people in the room because he actually came a little bit early and I just told him to start playing the mixtape. And I had to have him like play it again as the room filled up just because of how amazing it is. It's just really funny. And I like that Ferg just is like comical on it, saying that he wants to sing like Ja Rule and then kind of does sing. And, you know, does Ja Rule right by adding that sample that you mentioned. And I mean, it's just amazing. It's fun. It's fun. Big Sean, I'm a fan of Big Sean. Sometimes is, as Jason will agree, or may have some stronger words.
I won't say anything about Big Sean today.
Sometimes his puns are not always that amazing. But on this song, he made me proud. I just think that it's like a great song just because of how funny Ferg is and how carefree and definitely does sing. And I asked him if he can make an R&B album, and he said that he doesn't know if he could do an entire album, but he is considering, guys.
If it happens,
I hope there's a remix with Ja Rule on it.
That would
I'm
be
putting that out there right now.
Ja Rule featuring Ja Rule.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
It's just you're totally right. Like for someone to be like, I want to sing like Ja Rule and then like call back to that great song of his, it's just hilarious. And also it just sounds good too. Like
right.
The production itself totally works.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to much else of the mixtape. I mean, is the rest of it like this? What am I? Yeah.
You're missing a song called Reloaded, which samples Frozen's theme song.
Yeah,
like,
nice.
Though.
That's incredible.
Oh, it's so good.
And there is one song that's a reworking of Tinashe, I gather, right?
I believe there's, I think so. I think she's featured on a track
today.
There's also a song with SZA, which is really like a straight, like soulful R&B song. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. The song where he talks about Ferguson, it's a Clams Casino beat. It's all the beat is great. It's just he has a lot of different type of production on it, which is really great. Jason loves it.
I do. And two things.
Jason loves Ferg.
Two things I want to say is that people, you know, don't get the behind the scenes stuff that we do. So it's worth saying that Ferg is just like one of the nicest guys. Like one of the nicest rappers you'll ever meet. Right? Like he's like the nicest guy
he's
ever.
Super down to earth.
Yeah.
Like just, down to earth. Just, I wanted him to come in like a fur coat and he's just like, no, like me and my Ferg, like red long sleeve shirt. But, yeah.
He's just the best. And the other thing I want to say is that Ferg is on your Juice podcast this week.
Oh,
in
look
a very
at you plugging
fun,
the Juice
I'm gonna,
podcast.
I'm going to plug the Juice podcast. And everyone listening to this should listen because you and the guys of It's the Real talk to Ferg about so many
That's
things.
Awesome.
We found out that Madonna made him tea once.
That's pretty incredible.
He was just like hanging out with her. We asked him what she gave him because she gave Chance the Rapper like some sort of like scooter. And he had to think about it, which means there was probably like he probably got a scooter too, just didn't want to show off. But he said that she made him
That'd
tea,
awesome.
And it wasn't Lipton; it was actual like fancy tea.
Oh,
I mean, I would not expect Madonna to drink Lipton.
Of course, Jeff and Eric Rosenthal had to ask if it was Lipton tea. But just put it out there: there's some gems in the Juice podcast featuring Ferg. But yeah,
that's incredible.
All right, well, let's listen to A$AP Ferg featuring Big Sean, Ja Rule.
Fired in a motherfucking propeller. Pretty bad bitch, that's so yellow. Been the fuck a click about four fellas. Get a cracking on a bitch like an old leather. Toupee on a bitch like an old fella. Souffle on a bitch cause my dough better. Used to go to Mickey D's with no
All right, that was Ferg. Next up, let's talk about St. Vincent. We have a new St. Vincent track, Pietà. So this is a track... Well, first off, I want to say... and I might be alone on this, but the St. Vincent's album that came out this year, self-titled, is probably my favorite album of the year. Like, not only do I just, like, respect it, but I've just been listening to it nonstop. And it's so weird to find, like, an indie art rock record that is really listenable in, like, any situation, like running or, like, cleaning the house or, you know, like, reading or whatever you're doing.
It's starting to sound like a commercial.
Exactly, yeah. You know. So run out and buy the St. Vincent. So I love the Vincent album. This is a new song she put out for a Record Store Day single. It's called Pietà, which is in reference to the Michelangelo statue where it's been recreated, like, 10 million times in churches around the world where it's Mary holding Jesus after he's been crucified. Her whole song is about it's a pietà in reverse, so, you know, whatever you want to, meaning you want to read into that.
You're putting me on right now. Keep going.
Yeah, and it just kind of got a, like, David Byrne-ish vibe to it, which is not surprising. I mean, she made an album with the guy, but it certainly is not like a Talking Heads ripoff, but it definitely has that My Life in the Bush of Ghosts sort of beat to it. It totally is a throwaway song. Like, this is not an album track, but it's if you're a fan or a curious, like, it's worth checking out. So, but what do you think about it?
I like the name, the My Life in the Bush of Ghosts name check, man.
I mean, hey, it's a classic.
This is when I step out of the conversation.
Speaking of Ja Rule,
call me back when we talk about Ja Rule.
Anyone
again
who knows me and has spent, you know, some time around me has probably heard me rant about St. Vincent and how much I don't really get the hype around St. Vincent. And that continues with this album that she came out with earlier this year. I was like, yeah, you know, every single, I've seen St. Vincent live maybe 8 or 9 times. I've listened to all 4 of her albums. I can't do it.
I can't understand that.
Here's the big hairy but, Joe. I really like this song, this Record Store Day song, because it sounds very different for her. And I feel like she's actually changing up her style on this. And I agree with your take that, yeah, it does sound a little bit like influenced by by David Byrne.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely more hushed. It's definitely a little bit more experimental. It's not, you know, her singing in the exact same tone every time with some, you know, guitar licks swirling around it. That sounds like shots fired, but this is just kind of the style she operates in, which is just something I don't really appreciate personally. A lot of other people do. Like, they'll tell you that I'm wrong.
We're gonna arm wrestle about this later.
Yeah, listen.
I thought
to St. Vincent.
I'm just gonna be worse and be like, I think it's boring. So this is why
I really enjoy this song. Like, you sent this, you were like, oh, I'm gonna pick this song, and I was like, oh, here we go. Another St. Vincent song that wasn't.
Is that like me choosing Jesse Ware songs over and over again? Is she your Jesse Ware?
Maybe she is, but yeah. Jesse Ware is my St. Vincent.
I was actually going to pick Jesse Ware as you and I.
I implore people who don't necessarily listen to St. Vincent and don't necessarily love St. Vincent to find this song, to seek this out, because it's something that's really interesting. And I'd love to see her explore this avenue a little bit more.
Well, she might, you know, this is a one-off single, but who knows? She's prolific enough. I wouldn't be surprised if we had an album from her next year.
Yeah, man. It's just, yeah.
That's fine. We'll fight about this later.
We'll fight about it later.
Anyways,
we're fighting about Austin Mahone about half an hour ago. So that gives some insight into our lives.
My feelings for Austin Mahone are significantly less strong than they are for St. Vincent. But they're both adorable. I mean, there's no way around it. But let's listen to it. St. Vincent, Pietà.
And my lungs runneth over.
All right, that was St. Vincent. Next up, we have a Jason pick. It is Title Fight's song Chlorine.
Yeah.
So this is a Pennsylvania punk band. I want to... let me toss it to you.
So Title Fight is a band from Kingston, Pennsylvania. And I'm reading this just because they're from Kingston. They recorded their album Hyperview, which is their first album on Anti Records, comes out in February. And they recorded it in Conshohocken. I kept mixing those up, that where they're from and where they recorded the album. Conshohocken is somewhere one of my best friends, the guy who will be the best man in my wedding, actually lives in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, cool.
But he's not in this band.
He's not in this band. Okay. Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
But anyway, so this song, Chlorine, is a song that premiered on The Fader a couple days ago. And I just was really, I don't know why, what made me click on it. I like Anti Records a lot, and I was like, oh, cool, a new Anti signee coming out in February. Somebody put me onto the song, I forget who, but I listened to this song, and I was really blown away by how gorgeous it was. It's kind of in this Dinosaur Jr. Sonic Youth mold of all of these careening guitars and a lot of this static and noise, but in the middle of it, just this absolutely beautiful melody. And you can I listened to the song. It's 3 minutes and 10 seconds long, and I just listened to it, and it ends, and I'm just like, wow, I really want to hear that again. Like, I just want it to keep going, and it's just beautiful. So Title Fight, check them out. I like this song a lot. I don't I haven't heard the album yet, and I started exploring their previous stuff, but I don't want to speak on it just because, you know, I've only heard it on a cursory listen. But yeah, I've listened to this song a ton in the past couple days, so that's why I picked it.
Cool. Yeah, I agree with what you said about the crooning guitars. It definitely kind of gave me that like early 90s alt-rock vibe, and even going a little bit further back, like an 80s post-punk thing with like just kind of how the guitars like kind of ring. They have that clanging noise,
yeah,
like on like Susie and the Banshees or even The Cure before they got really pop.
Yeah.
You know, it has that like vaguely like just kind of a beautiful post-punk sort of sound.
It's really pretty. And
it is. I was surprised how pretty for, you know, something that's like ostensibly punk or post-punk. It's very,
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not like a huge, like, I compare them to, like, Dinosaur Jr. and Sonic Youth. I'm not a huge fan of either of those bands, just personally. Maybe Sonic Youth more than Dinosaur Jr., but what I always try to seek out with those bands is the songs where the melodies just hit so perfectly. And I feel like Chlorine, this song by Tidal Fight, is a song that accomplishes that.
Speaking of, that makes me think, I'm not a huge Dinosaur Jr. fan either, to be honest, but they do have, my kind of favorite songs of theirs are when they cover, like, just straight-up pop songs.
Yes.
Like, back in the day, they did the cover of Peter Frampton's Show Me the Way, and there's a Cure one that's just incredible. But
yeah, I know. I'm not, like I said, like, Jay Mascis, I'm not, like, a massive fan. Massive Mascis fan, but I hear the influence on this in this band, and I like what I hear.
All right, well, let's listen to it. This is Tidal Fight, Chlorine. All right, that was Tidal Fight. Thank you for joining us, and I want to thank Jason Lipschitz and Erica Ramirez for sitting down with me. And, you know, it's getting close to the end of the year, so if you guys have anything you've been listening to, any bands or albums that were your favorites of 2014, tweet them at us.
Yeah.
We're very interested, and at some point we'll be kind of doing our roundup of our favorite stuff of the year. So
that'll be fun.
So
yeah,
that'll be a good time. And hopefully, you know, we won't get into too much St. Vincent, even if I put her at my
on.
Top
spot. Oh, come
on.
We can talk about St. Vincent.
We can't.
All right. We can talk about ASAP Ferg, Ferg Forever. And
all I know is that if we keep talking about St. Vincent, I'm just going to pull up like Jessie Ware songs all the time. All
right, perfect. It's a deal. We'll never talk about it again. No. Okay. All right. Anyways, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.